Please accept my humble obeisance.
Hare Krishna, Guru Prabhupada. Hopefully, I won't have any power problems this time. Gandharvika there?
Hello?
Yeah.
Are you? Yes, I hear you.
Hare Krishna. Where are we? Where are we going from here?
Can we continue? If we can carry on to talk about the sketches. So basically, the first thing we should do is to go through all the sketches we have. That way, Gandharvika can work and finalize all of them and transform them onto canvas. And we were last time at the bathing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the bathing scene. So if we could finalize that, we can move on to the next one.
Did we finalize Rati footprint?
Yes.
I send you another sketch. Just now I adjusted a little bit, like to make it hand skinny, so you can look that quick. And Prabhu especially can see anatomically if there is any. Thank you for saying. I just did smaller hand.
And oh, this is the updated hair one.
Yeah. So see the hair part. I also did a little bit. I don't know if I did it right or not. And the hand.
No, we are going to talk about it. It is. You and me, Gandharvika, and we fixed that part, okay? So, and I didn't have the time to send you my sketch, and I will do it on Monday, okay? Because I am terribly busy, so once we hang up now, I am running out to the site and painting, and I'm just coming back during the night. So I didn't have the time, I promised you, so I will send you the correct thing, and with the model, you can fix it. So we don't have to talk about that right now.
But it still looks wrong for you now? Still looks wrong?
Not
what you see.
It is better, but I will tell you the
okay.
What is the secret of this, okay?
Yeah, okay, not
it's easy. You think it's easy, and once you understand it, it will be easy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But Maharaj, can you see if you like the hands, the size of this, like skinny enough, like small enough? Or?
The right arm, if you're talking about the arm, I think
the arm
is nice now. I think the forearms are too strong. But I think that Krishna is talking about that. Yeah. Otherwise, the only other thing is that the smile needs some work, but that's when you do the painting. I'm anxious that you can start painting as well. Time is going by.
But the most important part is always the sketch, because Gandharvika has no problem at all with painting. You know, she's like natural.
Okay.
With that.
Yeah.
Just designing take time. Yeah.
Yeah, designing take time always, and that should be looked after very carefully. And after that, painting is just routine.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
Okay, let's talk about bathing then.
Okay, so Guru Maharaj is if we can finalize the posture of Rati.
Well, I'm looking at all three. The picture with all three on them. They're all very good. I really.
Can I mention something? The right one, like if you look at them, the right one doesn't really work because she having part is too close to her. That's what I don't even really finish her because it's like, you know. She could, like, too much have it inside of her body that part, so this one don't exactly work for other kinds of things. So I think the first two is more like a natural way to, no? If somebody's sitting in front of you, you can reach with the pot.
Probably, I don't know, between the left and the middle. The middle looks very gracious, how she's standing there. And one immediate note is that it would probably be better to cover both shoulders. They should be covered, and the left, she's a little too buxom, it's called. But I guess the right one, and exactly because of what you say in terms of height, I wonder how practical it is for her to be sitting on a chair and at this height with a little girl without her actually standing on a platform.
No, she can stand on a platform. I was don't thought about this, but when you tell me that, then I thought about this. This will work. Mm-hmm. Yes, she's, otherwise she had to raise her hand with the pad very up, high to able to bend her, but she's standing on some platform, but could be done, and probably this is a nice way to skill, but then it's work perfect.
Yeah, something just 20 centimeters high, relatively mm-hmm. speaking.
Mm-hmm. My favorite is the middle one, and the platform is a good idea. Also, on the original sketch, there was a little bit of problem with the sizes. So Radharani was too big on that sketch, and once we get Radharani's size right compared to Rocky's size, the platform shouldn't be that big, actually, because when somebody's sitting like Radharani and they are almost the same height, you know, it is a good position, the middle one, that Radharani's shoulder should be on the height of the pot, actually. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I did it now because I used that see-through paper, you know. So I copied it from there. So I did it for this second sketch. I did it slightly bigger than Rati before, like little bit bigger. So she is little bit bigger because you told me that. So I made her like maybe half of her head bigger.
If
slightly bigger.
If she's pouring over her shoulder and if the water's coming in the front, I think it's more dramatic. But if it's coming in the back, you're not going to see very much of the water. You just have to figure it out. But if it's coming in the front, then she would have to stand. Otherwise, it will make Radharani will have to be sitting extremely low down. It's just a platform, that's all. Just one level, one square box, like I say, 20 centimeters.
But you meant, Guru Maharaj, that the water is floating down on Radharani's front. I mean, the chest and
yeah.
The neck.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that.
I will make it to flow like over her like shoulder, but coming in the front. Yeah, not in the back.
Yes, coming in the front. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That would be nice.
Yeah, it should be like this.
Okay. Okay. Is that it?
Yeah. If we agree on the posture of Radharani, which is very nice, I believe on the first sketch as well. And then this
Can you send it again? We got so many things after.
Yes.
You do it?
I do it. I send the first sketch, so ignore Rati and just Radharani.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Yeah, I think she's like a sweet and shy. It's nice. I like it a lot.
And one more thing. Yes. One more thing with the sketch is the background. And when we agreed in the background, it is done.
Yeah,
Is it just the room, or we want something that Radharani is thinking of?
Well, that we talked about, the thinking of swimming, bathing with Krishna up in the left corner. But I'm not attached to that.
I was thought like if you want that, I could try to make a little bit like simple, because if she's thinking, mostly what she's thinking is over Krishna, you know, so she will think of Krishna and horse. So maybe instead of make that many gopis and Krishna there in the water. I don't know if you remember before, there is one wall in Radhakund, they took off that wall, but there was nice painting for
it. Just
Krishna and Radha, like, splashing water each other. It was very nice. I think they even have it somewhere. So I was thinking just that, like, a little simple, just two of them. It will not take too much work, you know.
And if that's the for me, that's fine, just her and him. And if that's the case, then the thought, whatever you call it, that thought monochrome, that will sort of spread down and spread over to Rati as well, to a certain degree, which means it sort of minimizes your problem about you know, what's in the room. More or less, this is just a bathing room. The window to the right is a good idea. It may be a little large for a bathroom. There doesn't need to really be any curtain, because it's a bathroom. And there could be, like, you've got other pots at the bottom right. That's good. That's good that there are other pots there. And more or less, that
you've got like a table, like a big kind of table like that, and you have like a more bigger pot with the water, and like maybe some small little cups with like oil or something for the bathing.
Yeah, when they bathe, they have oils. They use some clay. There can be some incense also burning. That's fine.
Flowers.
Flowers. Yeah.
Flowers, petals. I know.
Flower petals. Yes.
Flower petals in water.
Correct. That's right.
One more thing with this. So on the sketch, on the first sketch, I find the ratio, the proportion between the whole picture, the background, and the figures is a little bit unbalanced. I would zoom a little bit closer and put the edges of the painting of the picture a little bit closer. You know what I mean? So it is not. We don't need so much room and space up there, and even on the left and right side. So if if you know, there is the table on the right. That table could be easily just a half table, so that the edge of the painting can cut the table half. On the left side as well, the same thing, cut that half. On the top, we don't have to see the lamps.
But the left side is nice to give a little light, because there's like.
But you don't have to have an actual lamp there, so the lighting can come from the up, but doesn't have to be there. There an actual lamp, or if you want the lamp,
you don't like it. I kind of like it.
It can be lower.
Can be standing lamp. You know how the lamps in time in the stand. We can do the understand it well. Yeah.
No, don't do
it. It can be left on the table.
Don't. I suggest you forget about the lamb. And I would, in the wind, this is early morning. So sun is coming up. So if, because this is a lighting issue, you all can work on, but if sun is streaming through the window, and that the bright morning sun, golden sun, coming in the window, that's also lighting up the room between the thought of Krishna and that, more or less it sort of blanket, it can blanket out a lot of the furniture and a lot of the room. But anyway, that's where you're getting your light from, not the lamp.
I have a question about that. Like, for example, what time that actually she taken bath? It's very, very early in the morning.
No.
So in India, very early in the morning, it's still very dark.
It's not very early in the morning. Mm-hmm. The sun is already rising.
So it's
sunrise. Sunrise has come up. It's sunrise when she's still waking up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And one more question. On the left side, I have like a little red, I don't know if it's a table or something like tall. I want to have like a flower or something there, like regimen with the flowers. Could she have that like some nice for like a decorative part or something, like some flowers somewhere? Make room pretty.
Remember the layout. The layout is this is not where everything happens. She only bathes here. This is like when you walk into the shower. In other words, it's a shower room, and someone else is doing it. But aside from that, then dressing is somewhere else. Dressing and ornament is another room. So this is just showering. You can if you want. I don't mind. Let's see how it looks.
Okay. Because I need to put something there, and I don't want to have
enough. I want to say something regarding this. Okay. So it is an early stage to talk about this. So those things you are talking about, it is just extra things. So I want to see first the two figures in the proper position. In the proper mm-hmm. position, and the edges of the canvas,
mm-hmm.
and without anything on it. And after that, we can decide. We want a table there. There is a table closer to grassy or not, or whatever. This is the first thing. Is the two figure is the mating with this composition. The others, they can just balance a little bit. But 99%, we should focus right now on the two figures. Okay, so first two figures, proper position, edges of the canvas, and after that you can mm-hmm. decorate the background. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, that's how I will do it, of course. But I kind of want to have at least like a brief idea what to do, because when I develop right now, I would like to think about the background also.
Maybe you won't have a space on the left. Put anything there because it's a bit too much. But you cannot work on that right now.
Well, you know what happened? I don't want to have Radharani's face so nearby there. Even now, like I draw the line, you know, a little bit closer, and I feel it like she shouldn't have that little. Like, no, there is some space you need to be done. Otherwise, it will not look so nice when she's so, you know.
Of course.
And the way how
no,
I
no,
see
I'm
it now.
I'm not talking about that. No, of course not.
You know, so there's definitely going to be space and empty space. So I want to fill up with something. Anyway, but it's okay, like, you're okay with the idea, then we'll see how to put it. No,
there is no empty space, because there will be the background, so why should be there a table?
Background is going to be above their head, like, kind of above their hand. I mean, that, how we call
that's
it?
That's why it is too early to talk about this. That's what I'm talking about. So we should see first the canvas, just trust me, and after that we can decide, because there is no empty space, because if you don't put anything on the left side, there will still be the background, the room. So that's not empty. You can call it empty room, but such
yes,
a room
won't be, yeah, that's what I say. It's going to be like wall and the floor, but you know, I don't But
Gandharvika on a painting, a floor could be very nice as well. You know, sometimes there is a floor with tiling and looks nice. And it doesn't have to be any furniture there. You know, that's why I'm talking about. So let's focus on first the main composition. After that, we can decide what to put on the floor or not to put anything on the floor or whatever. Yeah. I think we are done here.
I have another question about the things that you're sitting inside. How could we make like a lotus flower shape, maybe lotus petals or just round? Because it's some kind of big part that she sees.
It's not lotus petals are too big. They won't fit in the pot. These are rose petals.
I don't mean that. She sits in some bagging, I don't know how you call that. Like, I have a round circle around her when she sits, so she has like a little, like a, I don't know, chair or something, sitting inside of the big, I don't know, let's call pot, because I know how to call it. So I'm wondering how I can design that pot, because, you know, she pours the water, and water has to stay somewhere. Water doesn't go in there. You know, I don't know if you see the Mahabharata movie or something, how they give Abhishek to Yudhishthira or whatever, then they have, like, say, you know, Krishna Abhishek. They make them to sit in some big, gigantic, golden, you know, not, you cannot call this pot, but something, you know. He sits inside, and then they pour, like, you know, yogurt, milk, and everything over there.
No, here... What are you asking? What the size of the stool is? Wait. Let me finish saying what I want to say. Are you asking about the size of the stool that she's sitting on?
No, not the size of the stool, just the part, the bottom that she's sitting on. Stool is okay. You don't see the stool so much. Just that part. That pot, or ball, I don't know how to call it.
No, I follow. What's underneath, what's by her feet? No, actually, it's unnecessary. It's not needed. This is a shower room. That's why, if you forget about all these tables and everything, this is a shower. This is a shower room. You don't need a pot. The water is flowing down through in a channel in the floor.
Okay. That's
what I was talking about. So if it is an empty room, because it is not a room, it is a shower, that's what I was referring to. So it is it should be a nice tile.
Yes.
Tiling on the floor, and no need any... Okay, if you need a table to put some, I don't know, water pots there or something, I don't know how this goes with the Radharani shower room. But we don't need furniture, because you don't have furniture in the shower room, and a nice tiling, and you can see how the water is flooding down, even on the floor. That could be really beautiful. Got it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just don't know how this is happening. Actually, that's what I thought.
But we're gonna work on it. No, don't worry.
Sitting inside. No, I mean, like, I just thought, like, no, water has to be collected in something. I just thought, like, she goes.
No, it is goes.
Floor. Yeah, no.
There is a sink. There is a sink on the floor, and it goes out or whatever.
There's a drain. There's a drain, and that's it. Just like when you take a shower. It's just like that.
Okay. Yeah. Then more questions.
Okay, I think if you don't have anything to add, Guru Maharaj, this is done. This one.
I have one general point. Let me finish saying it before. We're always drawing and painting Radha, Rati, Gopis with very. Straight stomachs. And you know, Gandharvika, everywhere you read that Radharani has these three folds, especially her. She has these three folds of skin. Now, I've never seen what that looks like, really. At least I can't remember. But it's just common part of her description that she doesn't have a flat belly, but rather there's you know, obviously very beautiful, but there's three lines. Same thing on the throat, same thing on her midriff. So that was just something to think about for generally when we're painting Radharani.
And Krishna too. She has got that too.
I have a question about that, because what happened, especially in this one, and normally I don't really show her. Yeah, sometimes I do this line, like a little bit slightly, but normally you hardly ever see her belly button very open, you know.
Uh-huh.
I did in one painting, like, show a little drop of that line, like, out, but so for this painting, particular begging, remember you sent me a picture of some lady with the white dress? It's like covered completely her body, like tight in the shoulder and completely low. So there's been not skin showing in the side.
No, you're right. Belly button should not show. Belly button should never show. It's too intimate. That's correct.
I'm just. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have something to add to this one. So it is belly button shouldn't be shown, that's all right, but still there is a part of the tummy which can be seen, and many paintings that part can be seen. And what Guru Maharaj is talking about, actually it is, you can find these three lines on many old PPT paintings. So the devotees in Prabhupada's time, they try to depict it, and Prabhupada, mm-hmm. under Prabhupada guidance, and also, so it can be depicted, mm-hmm. and also there are the deities, and I studied how the traditional way of deity carving, and they do it. So all of the traditional deities have those three lines, and they are not like flat bellies, but a little bit of a roundy, you know,
mm-hmm. yeah,
more nice curves,
mm-hmm.
around the.
Yes, so.
They are not starving, and they are not fitness. Instructors,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yes, so, okay, so now question about that. That's what I was telling before to Maharaj about that. Like, see, like, if you see this old sketch, I have her, like, little, like, cloth going a little bit, like, halfway. So you can see a little bit of her body in the left side.
Yes.
On the right side, if you're facing her. So if you want me to keep it that way, then I can show, like, few lines. Like, just slightly going, like, you know. And then I can, like, a little bit you can see the three lines, like, a little bit going out, tiny drop.
Yes.
But she has to wear
soft
dress.
Brush.
Yeah, but she has to wear, like, wear dress like that, you know. I can make it up, like, normally, tight, like, you know, on other shoulder, so not open, one shoulder should not open. But if Maharaj wanted dress that way, how that lady, what is completely covered, then she could be completely covered, so I don't. Then there is no space to put that line there. Because she's going to be completely covered with that white dress. So it's like whatever Maharaj likes. He likes her Radharani to that line, so I have to keep her like in just one part covered, like, you know, so you can see.
And not just here.
I think we're spending too much time on this. I just made a general comment, something to think about. Maybe the two of you can work it out, because I don't know. I don't really know what it looks like, to be honest.
No, this is not a problem.
I know how
to do it. I know how it looks. I did some of the painting when she dressed like a sari. So the question, you just have to conform in Maharaj dress. Like, you see that Rati dress, but the new sketches for Rati I did the way how you showed me how you like it for that lady, you know. So you see, her, she's completely covered. So if you like it, like, I mean, that type of dress, then I don't have to worry about that line for that particular painting.
Yes.
But if you want it,
yes,
you
yes,
like it,
it
so
can be complete.
You just tell me.
Okay, I'll tell you. It can be, I like it that it's completely covered. I'm just making a general statement that doesn't necessarily relate to this picture. It's just generally to keep in mind when we're in a situation where it does. No, Prabhupada liked liked Radharani to be as covered as possible. And she's taking a bath, so, you know, it's limited, but still, we want to maintain that mood.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we're going to talk about this one later. Yes, and it is mostly with Krishna, actually, not with Radharani, because Radharani is covered most of the times fully. But Krishna has these three attributes too, on the belly and on the neck.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Krishna.
Okay. Can we move on?
Let's move on. Someone should check. Gandharvika, you should check Nectar of Devotion when it talks about Krishna's body. I'm not sure that what a Krishna just said. I can't remember whether Krishna also has the same three folds of skin. He has them on his neck. I don't know about his waist. Maybe, maybe not.
I'm just talking about, honestly, about the deity carving techniques, because I studied that, and there was the same thing with Krishna, and even sometimes they mentioned it that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is depicted like that in deity form, but not in the reality, or not maybe not on painting, because painting and deity is a little bit different. So, yeah, we should check on that, because I'm not sure too.
Mm-hmm.
So with deities, it is for sure, because I studied it, but no, I'm not sure with painting.
Okay, let's move on.
I will upload it. The next picture I want, we should talk about.
Okay.
Here it is.
Okay.
It is not the latest.
No.
Of this one.
Krishna's hand is not right.
And I think here we have just problem with. I remember only the problem with the hands and nothing else. So we decided the whole story and the whole composition.
This is the old one you sent, the old picture.
Yeah, this is the old one. But can we talk about that? Anything else but.
Let's see the one that we agree on. Can you put up the one, Gandharvika, that we agreed on with the hand?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I didn't find it.
Yes, send it.
Yeah, I have also some other points. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, this is the one.
I don't know, maybe Radharani's hips look a little too, should be a little filled out, especially on the right side. That's one point. And the other is, you're starting to loosen Radharani's hair, but it should be braided. 98% of the time, it's in a braid.
Mm-hmm. And it's like a top knot, like a tight in the back, like a top knot.
And something is very noisy. Sorry, I couldn't hear Guru Maharaj properly. Something was very noisy.
Yeah. The background noise for me is also really distracting. No, I just said that Radharani should always have a braid. The hair should be braided.
Yes.
Tied up or in a bun.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very rare. I can barely remember whether it's ever like that. For bathing, yes. They actually put her hair up when she's bathing. That I just remembered that. But let's not do that. It's complicated. Anyway, that. Otherwise, hand is good, and everything else is fine for me. She looks a little slender on this side. I'm missing, Yeah, I guess so. That she's a little more full. I don't know, Krishna, what you think. It's good.
Yes, it is just a small anatomic thing with the hip, which can be easily fixed when you see the model.
Yeah, when I get proper model, I do it. It's like, because now I don't have anybody, so I just take picture myself, you know, and I'm kind of small, tiny person, so.
Yeah, it is just a way of the hip, and when the way, what is the direction, because it's a little bit, so the right side should be a bit lower, and the left side should be, no, the right side is upper, and the left side is lower, but you will see it on the model.
Yeah, when I get proper model, then I will do it.
Yes, and it's going to be fixed easily.
No, right side is lower, isn't it? It's moving forward.
Yes, she has right feet in the front, left
No, it is not like the moving forward, Guru Maharaj. It is the contrapost position when you put your weight on a leg. The hip on that part goes upper.
Goes up?
Yes, goes up, because that is the weight. And the loose part goes down. But this is just an anatomical thing, and it will be very nice when you see it on the model. It will be like very classical. It is a typical classical movement.
Okay.
Yeah, on paintings as well. But otherwise, it's nice. I like the whole composition, and I'm looking forward to the forest coloring and everything. So that's
here the coloring is going from blue to gold in a whole sort of transforming, and in the middle it's emerald green.
Yes, it's going to be beautiful. I love this piece.
Okay, great.
I have a quick question yes. About Krishna, about that. Like, you think, because also I will need to have a boy to pose me for Krishna, no? He looks a little too feminine for now. And he should be slightly taller Krishna. I feel like he's too short for Radharani. You don't feel like just now looking into the picture.
What is the question?
Like, Krishna should be a little bit taller. He looks a little bit smallish for me compared with Radharani, like, what you think?
I don't think so. Guru Maharaj?
No. I think the proportion is right. Proportion is right.
Me too.
Okay, so no more
questions. Okay, so can you upload the latest Gandhavika of the snake composition?
Okay.
Because that is very developed, and we should talk about that one too. No, we are moving fast this time. It is just half an hour, and
well, it is some paintings more complicated, some ones less. So
yes.
Yeah. How long is this meeting?
1 hour, Guru Maharaj. So
yes, one hour. Okay, fine.
I have this one too, so this is the latest one. So we didn't change because we had to talk about the left hand Guru Maharaj. You didn't like the left hand position somehow, but can you tell us why?
No, I agree originally I thought cover her face. But in other words, Gandharvika said, would look strange, and probably Prabhupada wouldn't like it if we covered right around his face. So I'm fine with it.
That's good.
And I think, considering that this is nighttime, somehow that the emphasis that the light from the jewel on the snake is shining through her hand, and it's also on her left hand, it may be making a shadow on her, graphic like
good.
That.
That's a good idea.
A light shadow. It's nighttime, and this is the only light. So, even how, to what degree are you seeing Rati behind? She may be very, very dark. She may be really just, it's like, how much do you see somebody in the dark? And there's this, this sort of flashlight, or just one little bulb on top of his head. And that's also sort of a colored light. The jewel on top of a snake's head. I don't know what kind of jewel it is. They usually have...
Just study it a bit and find out what does the cobra jewels look like.
Yeah.
It's usually a red.
Red, okay.
On the pictures.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, snakes also have pearls. There's also pearls in a cobra's head. But anyway, you can make it red, you can make it, red may be really difficult, because then it's really dark, but you can make it, just regular golden color.
Golden. Yeah, I think this is more better, golden, yeah.
Yes, and we talked about this lighting with Gandharvika many times, and we agreed that, and we wanted the exactly same thing. So Rati should be very, very like in the dark, which cannot be seen right like that on this sketch, because she is like sharp as Radharani. But on the picture, she will be in the back dark. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it will. Okay, this one will be a very good picture as well.
Yeah,
nice picture.
And which means that the trees to the right in the background, they're also just hardly visible.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, I will send you example.
You have to send me picture because remember you told me, because it's dark moon without, because full moon night I can have lots of ideas for full moon, but no moon it's a little bit.
I have the special paintings I want to send to you. Regarding this one.
And then Srimati Radharani is dressed in black.
Yeah, she was dressed in black. Look, very blue, black technical, like shade of blue. Almost black. Yeah.
Say that again.
Like, sometimes when you have silk, two-tone silk, so like one thread going black and one dark blue, and when it's cold or certain. When the cloth bends, reflects a little bit like it's black, but reflects a little bit like a dark blue. Some places.
Yes, it is. It is the matter of painting that how we depict the black sari. But it is black, but obviously it's not going to be black. It's like when you paint a gold something, you don't use gold paint. You use yellow and other paint. Mm-hmm. It is the same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What was I going to say? Oh, yes. And all her jewelry is also sapphire, so dark jewelry. All the jewelry is dark.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
So, question is, I mean, not how you do the jewelry, whatever. It's sets in gold or sets in silver? What do you think?
No, it's set in gold, but minimal gold jewelry, more or less. They're just necklaces of sapphire and other dark things, can be rubies, sapphire. The idea is that everything is blackish, everything is dark, so she's invisible.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay.
And isn't the right foot the wrong size or something? It looks so strange, how it's sticking out.
You know, it's literally thrown everything there because I did it from my head, and it's no model absolutely for that, you know. So I actually, she may slightly even change. Also, she looks too straight for me. And now I was put like few pictures, just like some idea. So you can actually can bend a little bit more your body and it's a bit slightly different. I will do new sketch with completely different. Same idea, but a little bit more like a movement and then.
Yes, but before I forget it, regarding this posture, when you use the model for anything, mm-hmm. basically, mm-hmm. Can you ask, because you are female as well, so there shouldn't be a problem, but ask the models, the female models, to wear something not that thick like a sari, but something, a skirt or something, where you can... Then you yes, can see you, more mm-hmm. the position of the legs.
Yeah, you know what? I actually don't even. Yeah, I don't even make them to wear a skirt. I don't.
Oh, that's even better.
Because yeah, I just make them wear like very tight yoga pants and choli. Because I need to see completely all shape of the body. So that's what I do. And then I put skirt over.
Thank you. That's very good. And after that, so it will be very good, Guru Maharaj. Don't worry about that leg position. So it'll be fixed.
Okay, let's do another one. Anything else?
Yes, the next one is the... yes, here is this one. The mirror and the dressing, the latest version of it. Oh, I have the latest version, so I can send it. Yes, it's here. Is it the latest one? I believe it is.
Yes, only one, I think, what I did. I kind of somehow work it on more than this one.
This is well developed.
The mirror
is framed already.
There was one mistake about the mirror. I was like, when the mirror, at least I'm going to make it a little bit wider so it doesn't go to Radharani's head. You know, it's not right. It was kind of a mistake. It should not be done that way, but I don't...
And here are proportion problems as well, as you can see. Mm-hmm. But we're going to fix that later. So Rati is too small and Radharani is...
Yeah, yeah.
Just imagine that Radharani stands up. She's going to be, mm-hmm. I don't know, 3 heads taller than Rati.
Yes, it's definitely she's too small, yeah. Too short, Rati, yeah. Yeah, we'll fix that when I get figure models.
I'm right now. I'm on the internet, looking at minimalist modern dressing rooms. Just to make it easier for me to not have to describe things. But here's maybe one picture that works, and. Just something that gives an idea. This isn't really what it's about, but anyway, how do I take a picture? If you have anything you want to discuss, go ahead. I'll just try and send you a picture if I can figure out how to do things.
Of the dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you... Yes?
It's very modern style.
Guru Maharaj?
Yeah, modern. That's right. I don't...
Because you think about Indian temple in Indian princess room, no, like she's like Murali Shamhana's daughter, and even like look in Indian movie about Radha Krishna, there's a lot of
but
carving.
Is it like that? It just reminds carving, more like Baroque style or classical style.
Well, just carving, I don't know if this ever changes so much. Like, not just like carving tiger, carving peacocks, carving flowers. Yeah, maybe if you know specific Indian style, I don't know if there is any different, but you know how the temple and altars and everything was like really carving with wood or gold or something, so it's nothing that's really strange.
Can you explain a little bit more?
Yeah, and I'm just trying to find another one, but yes,
okay,
yes. Anyway, forget about what's in the middle in this picture. And so I'm not the middle piece, but just and it's actually bigger. The room is bigger than this. So there's a, in other words, everything's at the wall. And if you want to Baroque this or Indianize it, that's one thing. What bothers me is when there's these little tables here and there dotted throughout the floor, like islands or something. That's not the way princesses have a wardrobe. Princesses got lots and lots of stuff. And the only way you fit lots and lots of stuff is you put it on the wall. So if you look at the left over there, then there's sort of a small place for a mirror. It can be bigger, but I sort of envisage and describe it like that. You've got two entrances here. If you look at the far of this picture, the far is a door to the bathroom. The bathroom is over out there. From the bathroom they come in, and where you're sitting, where I'm sitting, that's where the door is out to the bedroom. So it's the bedroom, the dressing room, and beyond that is the bathroom. So she's sitting here, looking to the wardrobe in the right direction that you had. And you can do Baroque, but you gotta understand, you can't put anything like this.
Not,
you can't put anything in a room like this. This is you got a living room and you're putting a lamp on it. This is a dressing room which has got ornaments, dresses, shoes, you name it. So where does it go?
Just a question also, like when she's like dressing Radharani, she needs to have something nearby her so she can reach, like, you know, that's what I put table so she can have flowers there or oil or aguru oil, like no smoking aguru oil, like she needs something to close by her hand instead of running to the wall and grab something. That's what I thought.
That's fine. But you got a wall. What does the wall look like? Is there just a curtain? Or do you actually have, maybe you want to get away from designing the whole thing and it's too problematic.
I agree.
but there's no...
hanging in the wall, and I thought to make some curtains around there just to decorate nice the dressing room and just have some two pictures of the wall with the candlelight. That's what I thought to make this in the wall, like a picture and candle. Some lights has to come from somewhere also, so I thought maybe just make it.
Well, this is already morning. There's also window in this room. Candles you don't have. They don't burn candles, but you have ghee lamp.
No, sorry, yeah, ghee lamp, not candle. I just called it candle. Yeah, ghee lamp.
And this thing is against the wall, so I don't know how you have a curtain behind it. It's a dressing room.
Because you see, sometimes I send you one picture. There is like a sometimes they do bed and they have like a curtains, like that's what they did for a kind of print and stuff. Let me send you one more so see if this is idea. It's for a bed, but maybe not.
No.
Let me send you one more.
Anyway, it's horrid, but that's a kind of.
Can you see the picture?
Which
standing decorated like in the, against the wall, like to have like a.
Which one? The bottom.
On the side.
The one.
The bottom one.
The
bottom one.
Yeah, I like this. I like this. Can I talk? Let me talk. I can't have conversations like this. I don't know whether it's the telephone or so on, but I have a lot of conferences. We just don't interrupt each other. Everyone gets to speak. And there's a beginning and an end to it. I like this console. Let's call it a console. Instead of this sort of semi-round or semi-oval little thing. This is a little more substantial. And you can put things on there, you have a mirror, it's something that's more functional, put it that way. But anyway, I'm fine with whatever we're having. But once again, if we're braiding hair, you're braiding it into a braid. Otherwise, but I'm game. I don't mind. I think it's nice action.
I agree. We should keep a little bit simpler. The background. So basically, just a dressing table, a mirror. It, the wall, and maybe on the right side a window, and that's it. No, not overcomplicating it. We don't have to see the actual wardrobe because it's from the wardrobe point of view we are looking at the picture. So that could be many, many things of Radharani, and we don't have to bother to put it on the picture.
Yeah, I just sent this. If this is what you mean, Gandharvika, this is, I'm fine. I mean, I'm not attached here or there. I'm sure it'll look fine.
No, I'm okay. You can put anything you like. It. I just like this is the beginning. What I thought, I just put like a small like half round table, but could be like a this. What I need to talk about it because I don't know exactly what which furniture to put. But I can put it one like that with the nice carving with design and. You like that type of mirror,
can I say something
about the bottom? The bottom. Mm-hmm.
This, what Guru Maharaj just sent, that's this picture. If you zoom the same on this picture, on the same proportion or ratio, like we have our sketch, basically you don't see anything but the table, the mirror, a little piece of the curtain on the left, and done. No more furniture. You don't even see the left side armchair, and you maybe see a little corner of the bed, and that's it. So that's what I would like to have on this picture. That should be believable. That is a room and a spacious room. You know, so what Guru Maharaj meant, I believe that if you have a spacious room, and I believe Radharani has the most spacious dressing room in the spiritual world, so you don't have to put everything so close, little tables here and there, and so crowded things.
Can I leave like one table there, or not in a table? She can reach like, I just thought just for her, like
you
she
know,
can
that
reach
picture,
easily, but...
But what Guru Maharaj just sent, picture, that this is... Did you send it, Guru Maharaj? Yeah.
But that was...
Yes.
Yeah, Gandharvika sent it originally. I just resent that.
Oh, yes. So that's what I'm talking about. So if you zoom it, and you put the two fingers there, it is just basically just a table and a little curtain on the left, and that's it. And the wall. And you can decorate a little bit the wall, you know, because it is just...
So how this wall should look like...
You know, marble wall with nice marble, ornaments or something, and it would be nice. It would be nice, and we are not losing attention in the background. We are focusing on Rati and Radharani. Agree.
And you could, that picture is very nice. This idea of, you know, the three mirrors is a little more creative than just having one mirror.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they use it. They use the three mirror because the left and the right
wing
of the mirror, it the purpose of that Radharani can see herself from both sides. So she can see her ears, left ears and right ears, and she can check what Rati is doing with her hair. Hmm. And even we can have
reflections on
all three of them.
But I don't know if I want, like, not necessarily have to make reflection on all three mirror because it's going to complicate it. I have to actually get the model with three mirror and take a picture and see if they reflect and all three of them or not, you know?
So no, and you don't have to. And you don't have to because you see, we can be able to see the front reflection and maybe the right side, but not the left. You can't see the left side. It is just Radharani who sees that. Yeah.
It's going to be like kind of behind there, like if you make it, that's going to be behind Rati's body, you probably don't even see it so much.
No, yes,
yes. Rati, right, right, cover, yeah, I will
yes, right.
and see how it looks. And the bottom, you like the bottom part, how it is, as it is. Just copy that one.
What do you mean, the picture, the photograph?
I mean the furniture in the bottom of the mirror. Yes, you like it how it is in that photo?
I'm just saying that as an alternative. This is just a one mirror, but it's a really big mirror, and everything's black. Although that's not the way it should be, but
yes, it is a little bit big, so we cannot even have the whole mirror on the picture. It's gonna go out. The first one is better, I believe.
And smaller mirrors, less worry about reflection in the mirror side of the mirror, because then I have to reflect on the room. Like, I have to think about what is behind them and reflect.
No.
This one is mirror so big. So.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
I should not worry about that.
Yeah, we don't want that, definitely. I think.
You see, there's some picture in the wall. Some picture in the wall and some flowers on the table.
Okay, we're talking a lot about furniture. What about what is Radharani seeing? Is she seeing Krishna in Rati's face, or is she seeing Rati? And
I don't know how complicated it's going to be to explain the audience that.
Because she's, when Rati is making her hair, she's meditating on how Krishna is making her hair.
Mm-hmm. So, I think we should see Krishna in the mirror.
Is Krishna in the mirror, or is Rati Krishna?
I think we should do just Krishna, because that will explain, and it's very clear to understand. Rati Krishna could be a bit complicated to even to paint it, and can be confusing for the audience. I think it is just Krishna. The reflection is Krishna is making her hair like Rati's position. I mean posture.
Yeah, because if you have Radharani instead of Radharani Krishna, then Rati doesn't tie Krishna's hair, so it's kind of confusing for audience.
So you mean there's two people making her hair?
No. I just, like, because you want, like, a reflection, because she's thinking of Krishna. One time you said, you mentioned you wanted, instead of she seeing herself, she see Krishna there, Radharani. But then I was thinking, then what to do with Rati? If then in reflection you're going to see, like, Rati braided Krishna's hair. So what is not really...
No, really? No, she's thinking of Krishna braiding her hair so that Rati is... Yeah, I don't follow what you're suggesting, Krishna. Are you saying there should be one person in the mirror or two?
One.
Okay, and who is the one person, Rati?
Krishna.
No, but in the mirror, the reflection of Rati is actually Krishna. In other words, it's Krishna. Yeah. So from the back, you're seeing Rati, and in the front, you're seeing Krishna.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sold.
But Radha's still there, no?
Radha's there.
And Radha's.
Yeah.
Radha's Radha. She's not changing.
Okay, that's good.
But then she should be looking up at Rati, not down.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Then she's got to be looking up.
Yes, otherwise there's no point to put the reflection like that.
And she has no jewelry on at this point. When they're doing her hair, she doesn't have any jewelry.
Good. It's a good message painting with a very strong message.
Yeah.
She can like she should wear like a for well like.
No,
I mean, like, you know, like part of the sari, like she went like gopi dress, you wear skirt, you wear choli, and you have like chuni, I don't know how you call that. Tash. Of course, not over her hair because they're doing her hair, but that did she put this at all in her before she does her hair or not?
No, she. You're asking, is she wearing a choli and the skirt?
No, choli is skirt, of course, but then you know they wear like a. To cover their.
Veil.
Dress,
veil.
Like a veil, yeah, so.
Yeah. Well, no, she's not even wearing a skirt, she's just wearing an underskirt, but anyway, we can't do that in the picture.
Yeah.
When it's like this, I think it's very nice, even like this. It would be nice to at least see what it's like this before you cover.
Okay.
But yeah, Prabhupada would probably say cover.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was thinking maybe to put something in front of the mirror, but that would ruin the composition.
Yeah, no, this is so nice.
Yes.
Okay, and above now Krishna and Radha, then you're putting reflection. So, what's being reflected in the mirror? Because inevitably things get reflected. Or do we forget about any reflection and just have them?
I have a suggestion. So when there is a bigger mirror with in the dressing room, they usually put the mirror a little bit bent. I mean, lean. From the wall, you know what I mean? I don't know the English word. So the mirror is not vertical 100%, but in a, I don't know, 15 degree, a little bit facing down, and that way you can see, you will be able to see more of Radhi's body, and you don't have to worry about the background. Because you basically just see the figures, Rati and Radharani. Did you follow me?
I did, but I don't think you should complicate it. It'll be a little confusing.
Don't be a little complicated, yeah, for me to do it, to like, you know, correct it that everything.
It's not that complicated, but
because
but if you don't like it, that's okay.
No.
That's the example.
No. No, but you can if there's Radharani's aura and Krishna's aura, and you don't need. I suggest doing it without, and then we can see if you want to reflect something. But once again, if you wanted, you could have a window behind.
Yeah, and even if there is some reflection, it could be very, very faded and And also it's not a problem because no one would find out whether it is correct perspective or not in the reflection of a mirror. So yes, don't worry about that. That's a very small detail. Let's see first the main figures and the final sketch, and after that we can decide. Even we can decide it when it's on canvas. How you go with the painting, you know, kind of, we see if, whether we need something reflection, other reflection there or not. Or just colors.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Okay. Should we stop at this point?
Yes, I need to go, and I think we were very effective.
Yeah, that's why I said 5 pictures. We did good. Are we having a conference at some other time?
Yes, we have to continue. We have other sketches. Which day is, what day is good for you, Guru Maharaj?
I don't know, it depends when do we need. Is Gandharvika starting to paint or just sketching?
I want to soon as possible, you know. I also like to soon as possible, at least we can go through them, and I will have like.
Gandharvika, you want us to go through all of them, or maybe we can stop now. You can just start painting because that's changed your mindset.
Yes.
And, no, I actually want to go through all of them, you know. I wanted to talk about, because sometimes, you know, I want to work still in the sketches, you know? I want to make that 7 or 8 painting what I have completely designed and put all of them 7 in the canvas. That way I just worry only about the oil paint. I don't go back to the sketches. Just I for now this is just easy, you know, because I work a little bit that sketch, a little bit another sketch, simultaneously. But when you start oil, it's difficult to switch.
Okay.
I want to completely develop them all.
So
I actually even want to design 2 more before I start to put oil. I want to do that. Okay.
You want to do all the sketches?
Yes. First, I want to talk with them. Finish to talk. How we doing now? You know. Then I start to make them like more work, like with the models and more perfect. And then we go through them again.
Okay.
Completely, and then I transfer them with canvas.
Okay.
All 7 of them.
Anyway,
I actually want to move.
I can do it tomorrow.
Can we do it on Monday, Guru Maharaj?
Yeah.
Tomorrow a bit complicated, and Gandharvika can work on the other one. Or is it urgent for you, Gandharvika? Better is tomorrow, because I can manage it. Actually, do it tomorrow, because we need only just not that long, I believe.
Let's do it tomorrow night, 5 a.m.
Guru Maharaj and Gandharvika 6:30 p.m.
Same time. Okay, good.
Same time.
Okay. Yeah, I'm really excited to see if Gandharvika can paint 7-8 paintings at a time. That would be really great.
Yes.
And Govardhan Cave is dry now, right?
There is one little bit of mistake on the Govardhan Cave. I will tell you later.
Okay.
You fix it and it's done.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Guru Maharaj.
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.